This is Idaho Matters. With a state under a stay-home order, you may have noticed fewer cars and trucks on the road, but in the Treasure Valley, buses are still an important mode of transportation for many people. Boise State Public Radio Morning Edition host George Prentice connected with Mark Carnopas of Valley Regional Transit to learn more about the business of moving people and keeping riders and drivers safe during a pandemic.
Paint me a word picture. What is the experience of riding a bus like this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very challenging times for public transportation, and our systems, it really is no different. It is a total different world. Let me give you an example. If you are used to catching the bus, you now have to catch it through the rear door because we're trying to mitigate the contact between the bus operators and the riders. And also another step we took to keep that contact distance, that social distancing, is, we're not charging fares. We haven't charged fares in well over a week now. Oh. And again, we can do that and utilizing the back doors on the vehicle is so equipped, we can help do that. We're also, our bus operators who are well-trained in safety, health, whole bunch of issues, have also taken on the roles of COVID-19 sort of overseers in terms of providing the public with information on distancing, social distancing, the proper way to cough and sneeze. We've had to take a couple of riders to task for that, the way they were sneezing and not covering their faces and everything else. So it's just a whole hodgepodge of steps that we're taking. We hold buses to disinfect them between runs. It's just really is just totally different than, I've been used to in my 17 years here.
Can you put a face to the riders? So who's hopping on the bus right now?
Well, right now we are really, the focus is on transit dependent people. People have, for maybe financial reasons or they don't have a personal vehicle. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a challenge for them to get to these necessary services, these essential services such as grocery stores and medical appointments. We're seeing a lot of people that are doing exactly that, that they're using the service to get from these services that they need, be it an Albertsons to shop for some groceries or to get to follow up medical appointments. We also have Access Paratransit service, and though we've seen a dip in that service, that's also a very vital lifeline to get people to doctor's appointments, because with Access, that's primarily what our riders use that for.
Do you have any sense of ridership, even anecdotally, of where ridership is now compared to, even a couple of months ago?
I do. We just kind of ran the numbers last Friday, and our ridership, weekday ridership, we average somewhere around, on our fixed line services, about 20,000 rides a week. And we're down about 45% on weekday ridership on the Valley Ride bus services. On Saturday, it's a little bit less. It's about 30% drop. That kind of mirrors a lot of the other transit systems we checked up on in terms of, the ridership drops. We are also seeing a drop in Access Paratransit riderships. Those are smaller vehicles, and I think there's concern by many of the riders that, with those close quarters that, I'd better just err and find another way to get from point A to point B than to use the Access.
Have you made changes to any of the routes?
We have. We are, closely following because of that drop in ridership. We dropped four of our routes in Boise, the 8X, the 11, which provides service to Garden City, and 16 and 17, which provide service to Eastern Boise and the VA Center. And we also have decreased the frequency on many of our routes. Conversely, we've also added some frequency, like our Route 9 State Street, our most popular route, which basically kind of goes right through the spine of Boise. Mm-hmm. We've increased the frequency from 15 minutes all day. Beforehand, we had it for every 15 minutes during the peak times, which is about 6 to 9 and 3 to 6, but now it's 15 minutes all day. So those are some of the things we've done. We have also reduced service because of lack of demand on our intercounty routes. We have four intercounty routes, and on three of those, we reduced the frequency and when the buses were running. And also, too, we have suspended our Route 55. It provides service between the different facilities at the College of Western Idaho in Canyon County.
Okay, so if it doesn't cost anything to ride a bus right now, I'm assuming that this has to be a significant financial burden. Is there federal relief available for an entity such as VRT?
Yes, there is. There's something called the CARE Act, which we are still reviewing right now. Mm-hmm. The federal government in its huge package that's, you know, for businesses, for individuals in terms of helping during the COVID-19 crisis. The CARE Act is providing funding for transit systems, provided a lump sum of funding for transit systems. I think a little over, maybe availability of about $2 million here in the Boise area. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a relatively new act, so we're trying to assess. We're keeping tracks of for things for, you know, any layoffs, anything related to the COVID-19 crisis that we're doing differently because of that, the crises, and the fares would be included in that.
Okay. I have just about a minute left. Can you give us a sense of the cleaning experience aboard these buses?
Boy, we kicked it into high gear. One thing we realized that if we're going to idle some staff, we need to utilize them in our efforts to keep the buses clean and sanitized. So, you know, every night they're sanitized. We had just gotten some liquids in that we can use for foggings. We fogged the buses at night. Between the runs, you know, the particular runs, we have staff in the buses wiping down major touch points and doing spray. They have spray bottles and rags and cloths, and they're wiping it down between runs, which is, you know, really, you know, prior to this whole crisis, we basically did the cleanings of the bus every night. So we've got all hands on deck. So if you're not, you know, driving a bus or you're not driving an access vehicle, you know, you are rag and disinfected in hand, and you're out there, you know, helping keep the buses clean. One more quick thing we're doing is that we're also closing off seats on the buses to help ensure the social distancing. So, you know, you may see, if you get on the bus, you may see some tape or something closing off some rows, so we can allow for that. That we think is going to be fairly successful, because some people tend to group together on the buses. So,
indeed, Mark Karnopas is Community Relations Manager with Valley Regional Transit. Mark, stay healthy. Thank you so very much.
Same to you. Thank you for your interest.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. You know, we are keeping you updated with the very latest on the coronavirus on our website. So go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog on coronavirus. We keep that updated 24/7. And also, we are always looking for your questions. Next Wednesday, we will once again bring Idaho doctors on Idaho Matters, who are waging the war on COVID-19 here in our state. So do you have a question for them? You can leave us a voicemail with your question, and we may use it on Wednesday's show. That number to call, 208-426-3625. Again, that is 208-426-3625. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our general manager is Tom Michael. Our programming director is Paul Stribling. A big thank you to our engineers, especially Kelsey Black and Paul Cox, for making our remote broadcast possible. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I am Gemma Gaudet. It is Good Friday. I hope you can find some joy in the weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday.